This is the moment New Zealand's largest earthquake in 20 years struck.
I was behind the counter serving a couple of customers, and just the power of the earthquake was just absolutely amazing. And you could just see your stock just flying across the floor, you know, it's just absolutely incredible power.
The 6.8 magnitude quake was centred in waters off the city of Gisborne on New Zealand's east coast. Seismologists say its depth prevented the risk of a tsunami. Even so, by day, the full extent of the damage became clear. Many local residents say they were fortunate to escape injury.
All out of the blue, mate. It was me and the wife were there, and we underneath the arch of the doorway and stayed there, and it just was just going like this. And I thought, quite honestly, I thought the house was going to fall down. That's how bad it was.
We were just lucky that it was raining, because most of the building fell onto our balcony, which, if it was sunny, most people would be dining outside.
11 people were treated for minor injuries. The quake was felt in New Zealand's capital, Wellington, more than 400 kilometres away. Sharp aftershocks continue to rock Gisborne. Authorities declared a state of emergency as the clean-up began, though most people were able to return to their homes. New Zealand is caught between the Pacific and Indo-Australian tectonic plates and experiences around 14,000 earthquakes a year. But of those, only a handful are severe, and this kind of damage is rare. The most deadly struck in 1931, when 256 people died after a quake hit the city of Napier, a few hundred kilometres south of Gisborne. Andrew Potter, Reuters.